Fostering Genuine Partnership from Within is actually a paper put together by Mikiam and Alvin, and I believe Alvin will handle the presentation of the paper then.
唔该主席。咁就呢份文件呢，其實就係美琴博士同我一齊去撰寫嘅。咁就不過就美琴博士就指派我嚟即係講先啦，咁就行先就講先，咁當然就即係好起曬頭，佢就會負責包底咁樣啦。咁就其實呢份 paper 嗰個原稿呢，我哋就喺上次嘅灣仔小組入面呢都曾經去去 present 過一次，咁亦都好多謝咧。當其時有好多委員嘅寶貴嘅意見，咁我哋及後咧就係有一啲修改同埋一啲更加具體嘅建議。咁喺度咧就我哋大膽咁提出咧，希望大家可以俾一啲寶貴嘅意見，因為其實我哋個用意咧都係作為一個拋磚引玉嘅目的嘅啫。就我哋所講嘅未必一定係絕對準確又絕對啱嘅，因為實際上咧，我哋兩個人係得六隻眼。咁我四隻啦，咪啊 VCam 兩隻咁啊，但係都未必個觀察一定好準確。我哋同埋咧，我哋嘅觀察只係根據過去十個月嘅運作嘅啫。咁所以咧就未必係一定全面去反映翻嗰個情況。但係即使係咁，其實我哋都好想分享翻我哋自己本身嗰個睇法。咁就喺某個程度上邊咧，呢份 paper 都係我哋嘅一啲願景嚟嘅，可以咁樣講。我哋一啲 wish list 咁就係提出嚟個睇法。嗱，我哋建議呢就我提出一個概念，就是叫 governance beyond government。 我們的概念的想法呢，就是說其實即大家要看到現在今時今日香港的情況呢，其實市民的期望會很高啦，就政府的工作量或者壓力其實都會很大。咁如果我哋譬如頭先喺講個GMP 嗰度嘅時候，都會睇到，如果係所有嘅工作都係由政府去獨立承擔嘅時候，其實可能未必係一個最理想嘅做法都唔定。咁所以我哋就建議可唔可以用一個新嘅思維去諗，就係話一個三個夥伴喺一齊去共同去參與一個管治咧。咁呢個三個夥伴咧就包括咗政府啦，包括咗私人啦，同埋包括咗民間嘅社會嘅。咁其實呢種嘅模式咧，喺外國有好多例子，其實都係我哋睇到係有成功嘅例子，包括咗喺紐約嘅世貿中心，包括咗喺英國方面咧，亦都包括咗喺巴西方面，其實都有一啲咁嘅成功嘅例子嘅。咁究竟喺呢十個月入面，我同阿 VCam 係對HEC 有啲咩觀察呢？咁我哋覺得有四樣嘢呢，我哋係特別深嘅感受嘅。第一樣呢，就係關於嗰個即係文化差距嘅。就好明顯，我哋即係尤其是喺第一次開會，我就好記得即係主席庭都有call in 咗呢個 term， 其實我好深印象嘅。最初嗰時呢，就我哋唔同嘅委員，其實可能嗰、那個因為背景嗰個經歷其實會有唔同咧，所以嗰、那個orientation 有少少唔同。但係呢個所謂文化嘅差距，其實我哋會睇到咧係越嚟越收窄緊，亦都係咧就係即係向住同一個方向去進發。但係某一啲方面咧，其實我哋都會睇到有唔同嘅即係睇法嘅。譬如我哋好多時咧就會用 engagement 呢個字咧，咁而可能即係最初嗰陣時咧就政府嘅同事可能就會用 consultation 會多啲。不過我哋睇到一個好令人鼓舞嗰個例子咧，就係、是、一啲即係文件上面我哋都睇到政府同事已經係用咗 engagement 呢個咁嘅 term， 所以我哋會睇到呢個係差距咧係一路慢慢收窄緊。第二個我哋好深印象嘅咧就係、是、唔同嘅委員對普羅市民個能力嘅一啲睇法咧，可能會有少少唔同。我同 VCam 就比較去相信一般市民或者普羅市民嘅智慧嘅，無論佢哋嗰個教育程度係點樣，或者無論佢職業係點樣。咁但係呢個就好視乎我哋嗰、那個即係、就是、對市民嘅信任係幾多，因為呢個亦都好影響到咧，究竟我哋覺得可以開放幾多程度，或者係希望俾佢有幾多程度嘅參與咧？呢個係好大嘅不同嘅。第三咧，我哋好深印象咧，就係話究竟喺成個運作或者喺成個 planning exercise 入邊咧，我哋會比較傾向一個夥伴關係嘅模式去做。咁正如頭先講係三個夥伴嘅合作嘅模式。咁但我哋最初睇到咧， 其實有唔同嘅委員咧，就可能亦都會比較傾向一啲係以專家為主嘅模式去做啦。當然呢個其實有專家有一定佢哋本身嗰個智慧同埋本身個經驗係普羅市民未必一定會有嘅。不過我哋會好相信咧，就市民嘅所謂 lay law 嚟處理嘅時候，佢哋都係有一啲即係見地可以喺個規劃嘅過程入邊咧去參考得到。第四樣嘢咧，我哋會比較深嘅印象咧，就係話喺一啲運作上邊，我哋會比較希望係盡量係透明、公開嘅。咁當然係最初嘅時咧，可能我哋都有一個磨合期嘅時候咧，就未必所有個運作都係可以用呢個模式，而係即係我哋會觀察得到咧，有一啲運作係相對地係比較係閉門嘅方式會多啲。不過想強調咧，以上四個觀察咧，我哋都覺得嗰個差距咧係越嚟越收窄，同埋係大家嗰個睇法咧，其實係越嚟越接近嘅。呢個亦都係令到我哋好鼓舞嘅地方。咁我哋有以上嘅觀察嘅時候，咁究竟我同 MeCam 我哋期望即係 HEC 嗰個將來發展嘅方向係點樣咧？咁我哋覺得其實希望咧未來 HEC 都可以用翻呢個 governance beyond governance 呢個咁嘅模式，去盡量希望三個夥伴咧係一齊係參與我哋所有嘅討論嘅過程同埋決策嘅。咁另外咧，我哋都希望咧就喺呢三個夥伴關係之下咧，我哋盡量係多啲開放、公開同埋係融入嘅過程入邊，令到普羅市民個意見咧都可以盡量被尊重同埋係接納嘅。咁究竟我哋可以用啲咩方法達到呢啲咁嘅願景咧？當然我哋好相信唔可以一朝一夕去完全做得曬啦。咁但係即管盡量提出一啲方向，希望大家可以參考睇下係咪真係實際可行。我哋就分開咗兩方面，一方面就係內部我哋HEC自己本身委員之間嗰個做法啦，另外咧就係對外方面嘅。我先講對內咧，就呢個有幾個提議，希望大家可以參考咧。第一個就係 team building， 即係建立一個更加有效嘅團隊。咁好明顯咧，就頭先喺我哋唔同嘅議題入邊咧，其實都會反映咗喺溝通上面其實係。仲有一啲係改進嘅地方嘅內部上面，所以我哋就建議可以擺多一啲心機落去，令到我哋內部嘅溝通咧係盡量做得好啲。譬如舉個例子，可唔可以喺我哋運作咗一年之後，我哋有一個退休會咁嘅形式，去令到我哋所有嘅委員咧都可以用一日嘅時間去回顧翻過去一年個運作。個成果係點樣？有啲咩地方值得係因為亦都有啲咩地方係值得改善，而亦都可以去計劃咧未來個一年或者將來嘅工作係點樣。有另外，我就建議其實可以用多啲係非正式嘅場合，去令到我哋大家嘅溝通同埋了解咧係更加建立。咁喺呢度咧就其實喺新年之前就我知道秘書處都有安排到。團年飯，咁呢啲係一啲十分之好嘅建議啦。就當然我哋成日都講，其實我哋即係一齊食飯係實一個好嘅，不過就我哋要話俾自己知，要睇曬啲文件先去食飯啦，即係唔好淨係顧食飯唔記得做我哋應有做嘅工作。咁第二樣嘢咧，我建議其實大家即係可以參考翻咧，就係、是可唔可以令到呢個三個夥伴關係呢個運作模式咧係更加強化？譬如其中一個例子就是當我們是進行有很多研究或者是顧問的工作的時候呢，就我們會期望個顧問其實是向 HEC 的委員會或者是工作小組呢去負責，而不是只是向政府部門負責。這個可能在具體的技術性上可能我們需要去解決，如果有個困難的時候，但我這個是我們的願望。第三樣可能會更加重要的就是一些資源方面的問題。我們建議可不可以在將來 HEC 將會做的工作裡面呢，就局方或者政府隊可以提供一個足夠的資源給我們進行一些由 HEC 主導的一些研究工作呢。譬如個例子Living Harbor Review 啊，或者是Harbor Planning Principles 的市民的參與啊，類似的工作其實可能都需要很多資源的。這方面是我們期望可以做得到的。 咁講咗對內之外之餘咧，就我哋想睇翻對外究竟同公眾方面嘅溝通，亦都係點樣咧？咁呢有幾個建議。第一個建議咧就係、是、我哋期望咧就無論係非官方嘅委員或者係政府部門入邊咧，我哋都希望可以有一個願望嘅清單，或者係一個限制嘅清單，係關乎於維港兩旁嘅用地嗰度，咁變咗喺我哋將來個工作入面咧，都可以盡量參考翻呢個願望嘅清單同埋限制嘅清單咧，就對於我哋嗰、那個考慮就會更加全面一啲，同埋咧就唔需要即係好似擠牙膏咁樣，就到時問到啲咩資料先至會有嗰啲資料啊咁樣。第二個建議咧就係、是、我哋建議可以同傳媒咧就建立一個更加好更加有效同埋更加緊密嘅關係，例如可能就定期由即係主席同埋即係三位小組嘅主席咧，就可能同即係傳媒茶聚啊，或者即係所謂吹風啊類似咁嘅工作咧，就即係變咗大家會了解多啲。就第三個建議咧，就話可能我哋需要咧建立一啲即係溝通嘅渠道咧，係同譬如立法會啊、區議會啊同埋城市規劃委員會或者其他啲法定或者係諮詢嘅組織咧，係建立一啲比較緊密啲嘅溝通嘅渠道，咁啊令到咧就呢啲唔同嘅團體都知道我哋 HEC 做緊啲咩工作，就得到佢哋更加多嘅支持嘅。咁另外咧就我哋都建議咧，其實可以同即係大專院校咧多啲緊密嘅合作。我就知道頭先即係秘書處都報告咗，就佢哋有邀請到大專院校嘅學生嚟旁聽呢個會議啦。咁其實呢個係十分之好嘅開始嚟嘅。咁就我哋亦都可以咧加多啲人手或者係時間咧去主動出擊，即係譬如我哋觀察到今日其實點解好似大專院校冇乜學生會嚟旁聽呢，其實可能大家會了解到呢啲學生嗰、那個那個情況，其實佢哋可能有時間就會去即係搵下錢啊，或者即係勤力嘅可能會即係俾心機即係讀下書嘅做下功課，所以有時呢可能我哋需要呢去直接聯絡返即係有關嘅部門或者有關嘅老師呢，就透過佢哋喺個課程嘅設計嗰度，可能呢就會就用一個主動出擊嘅方法呢，就可能會個效果就會好啲都唔定。咁除咗係對內同埋對外嘅建議之外咧，我哋最後一部分咧就想建議翻一啲係喺架構上邊咧，可唔可以有啲改動或者係即係增強嘅方法？第一個咧，我哋就建議喺秘書處方面咧，可唔可以增加多啲資源或者人手或者時間咧，去令到提供俾 HEC 嘅服務咧係更加完善同埋有效。嗱，我喺呢度咧，我想強調，我哋絕對唔係想話而家嘅秘書處個工作係有問題，絕對唔係。事實上，我覺得現時秘書處嘅工作咧係十分之支持好大，同埋咧佢係十分之有效率，同埋係好細心嘅。譬如舉個例子，我就啱啱先知道咧，就原來我哋而家飲緊啲水嗰、那個飲水機咧，原來都係秘書處咧係特別安排咧，每一次運嚟呢一度嘅喎。咁即係我覺得呢啲咁細心嘅安排係好值得我哋去欣賞同埋讚賞嘅。咁但係有時咧，如果秘書處係受到資源或者人手限制咧，有時佢哋想提供更加好嘅服務都未必一定得。咁所以我覺得嗰、那個即係資源同埋人手係應該好緊要，同埋係應該要增加嘅。最後一個建議咧，我哋好大膽提出一個期望咧，就睇下可以喺 HEC 入面咧成立一個叫做 Communication Strategy Task Force 嘅主要嘅目的咧，都希望係就住成為 HEC 嘅傳訊係一個有整體嘅策略，同埋一個係主動嘅策略，而唔係咧好割裂或者好被動回應翻傳媒或者大眾嘅查詢嘅。咁呢個 task force 我哋建議咧，其實佢應該成立咗之後咧，就係、是、盡快設計一個長遠嘅傳訊嘅策略，包括咗對內同埋對外嘅。咁呢個係比較大嘅範圍啦。咁但係好多時咧，我哋面對傳媒嘅查詢或者公眾嘅關注咧，都需要好緊急或者好短時間之內係需要作出回應嘅。咁所以我哋咧最建議係喺呢個 task force 之下咧，成立一個 Operation Force 就係類似快速應變部隊咁樣。咁遇到有啲乜嘢突發嘅事件或者係傳媒嘅查詢嘅時候咧，就呢個快速應變部隊咧就可以即時有個回應。咁就變咗唔需要每一次咧都係 call 曬咁多委員一齊去通過曬先至去作出回應咧，就變咗個效率咧就未必有咁高啦咁樣。咁呢啲係即係我同 MeCam 嘅一啲即係好愚昧嘅意見啦。咁希望大家可以俾下啲意見，我唔知阿 MeCam 有啲咩補充。咁啊，多謝主席。
MeCam 冇補充，我想補充一句先就係、是，除咗供應水之外咧，譬如施志陽供應有好多 chocolate 嘅，但又你睇下 Vincent 就好欣賞佢食咗胡蘿蔔。咁anyway 就Alvin 咧就提咗好多好好嘅建議，就非常之多謝 MeCam 同埋阿 Alvin。我企圖即係睇睇佢提咗幾個重點啦，好嘛？咁我哋然後再討論一下。其中一個咧，佢就提到一個 retreat， 一個退休會。退休會咧就佢亦都提到我哋差唔多都好快就到成立一年啦。我哋其實係舊年五月成立嘅，咁而家三月啦，咁啊過兩個月就一年。咁就喺一年呢個分水嶺嘅時間呢，能夠回顧下過去一年，即係最初大家記得有幾次會呢，我哋講嚟講去啲 terms of reference 都冇咩出到嚟，咁呢就而家開始呢有啲初步嘅成果啦，譬如啲 planning principle 啊，咁開始有啲嘢出嚟，咁就要展望下來年嘅工作，就總結下過去一年嘅經驗，包括好嘅或者唔好嘅經驗，我覺得都係好值得嘅。咁我嘅理解咧，就Christine 咧，我哋 secretary 咧，就打算咧就會同阿 Alvin 咧就 plan 一下呢個 retreat。咁呢個 retreat 可能就係、是、即係未來嗰兩個月之內啦，係咪？即係喺新嘅一年嘅開始，咁咧嚟咧做一個出年嘅一個 work plan， 即係喺 retreat 嘅過程中，我哋可以討論一下來年嘅工作係咩意思？唔係話佢哋兩個做曬 work plan 嘅，即係佢做一個 retreat 嘅計劃。咁然後我哋喺個 retreat 嗰度咧，除咗大家聯誼之外咧，亦都可以試下做一個 work plan 出嚟。work plan 當然都係要與時並進啦，要隨時要 adjust 噶啦。咁呢個就係、是、我聽阿 Christine 就可能會同你商量下呢個 retreat 嘅呢個計劃，好嗎？咁另外咧，又關於 communication task force 啊，同埋剛才 Alvin 提到咧，就我哋應該多啲同傳媒啊查罪啊、吹風啊嗰啲，我覺得都好好嘅建議。我以前參加過一啲諮詢組織，好似文委會咁，我哋都有做。咁我哋過去嗰幾個月冇做咧，就主要咧就都冇乜功課可以交俾人，咁又唔知講乜。咁但係而家開始有啲嘢啦，咁我諗我哋都應該係時候要做噶啦。咁我知啊 ，WK 咧就對 communication task force 都有啲佢嘅建議同睇法。OK， 我先請阿 WK 講講佢嘅睇法，好唔好？然後請大家又再俾啲意見。
主席，咁首先即係我覺得呢份嘅文件我好欣賞啦。咁好明顯個作者咧係啲年輕人嚟嘅，因為佢裏邊叫我哋用 ICQ 啊。咁。後生仔先用嘛，咁啊，即係我唯一嘅擔心就係、是，即係份文件裏邊，如果真係要跟曬佢去做咧，好似好多餐飯食啊！
真係咁擔心。
嗱，咁但其實有一兩點咧，就我有少少即係疑問咁啊。咁例如咧係文件裏邊講到係同立法會或者其他嘅諮詢機構是有一個所謂 formal communication channel， 咁即係當然個 idea 係好嘅，咁但係即係我就唔好肯定點樣可以 formal 化，因為 即固然我哋希望咧，越多人 show HEC 就越好啦，越多人 show 我哋越好啊。咁但係即我調翻轉頭諗翻咧，就即如果立法會某個 panel 咧，即個個諮詢委員會都話我想同你有個 formal link 咁咧，咁即我唔知嗰啲即民選議員佢哋會點樣嚟諗法同埋點去安排啊？咁我相信咧就如果我哋有需要嘅時候去同佢哋溝通。同埋同區議會嘅溝通咧，呢個就肯定嘅，即係肯定有價值。但係即係所謂 formal communication 點樣做出嚟發咧？咁或者我哋要諗諗啦。可能嗰個方式咧就未必係真係一個 formal 嘅 mechanism。所謂 formal 嘅意思咧就即係我哋雙方都要有個 formal 嘅功課交。咁而係即係有少少個目標咧。一啲目標，例如我哋其實好明顯啟德同埋灣仔都同幾個區議會有關嘅。我哋變咗就有一個責任咧，係要定期同區議會溝通啊。所以我就與其係所謂 formal communication channel， 我就諗緊不如將佢變咗做一種嘅target 嘅 work plan 啊。咁係例如如果我哋 target 咧，我哋希望立法會都 show 下 HEC 啊，即係唔好唔 show 你即係個 Harry Potter 照自己傾咁嗰種嘅情啦，咁我哋希望係可以建議都俾立法會，我哋可以上去同佢講啲嘢嘅，即係一年裏面一兩次，即係我諗按一個 work oriented 嘅 program 咧，就可能比較實際過一個 formal communication。不過我都唔排除嗰、那個，咁我想即係睇下大家點樣 develop 嘅 idea。咁至於個structure 嗰方面咧，就有兩個建議啦。個 secretariat 嗰度，咁我好贊成啊，即係多啲資源去支援個 HEC。咁另外個 communications task force 就其實仲有一個 standing operation force 啊。嗰、那個我就要有啲唔好明白嗰個字眼點解，即係好似星球大戰咁樣 ，standing operation， may the force be with you 啊。不過就咁睇個內容咧，就其實即係如果有突發嘅事件嘅時候，我哋可以應變到。咁其實現狀咧就都間中有啲傳媒嘅朋友係即係記得咁樣問下我，我都一定會回應佢嘅。咁我就諗緊咧，其實in practice 咧我哋主席同埋幾位subcommittee 嘅主席咧，就其實義不容辭地啊，係就我哋自己嘅範圍同埋就 HEC 大體嘅範圍咧，我哋都有責任去即係同外界去溝通，即係包括傳媒啊，同埋公眾啊。咁所以即係基本上你可以話咧 ，in a de facto sense， 我哋已經有一個類似咁樣嘅 task force， 同埋亦都有一種類似嘅即係緊急應變咁嘅措施嘅，只不過就唔係用呢個字眼咁解。咁所以我諗緊，即係 HEC， 我就好驚有 form 多個 committee 咁。所以咧就與其係叫個名咧，不如咧就即係我哋就係嗰個 task force 啦。咁但我哋都了解到，有時有啲問題咧，就即係我哋四個未必係可以搞定得曬。譬如咧就即係我舉例啦例如呢一排咧，大家興講種樹啊嘛，咁而 HEC 即係講下講下咧，就要即係喺呢方面需要對公眾有啲交代。咁講到呢樣嘢咧，我諗我肯定要 co-op 多一兩個委員係咪？即係甚至揾一兩個人去，即係唔係我哋去講啦，揾兩個人去講下樹都未定㗎。即係呢個 ad hoc 嘅咧，我哋就唔好排除。即係我哋個 task force， 你當我哋就係啦。咁亦都可以有一個 on 一個 issue basis 去co-op 一啲member 入嚟，咁就可以即係 hopefully 咧，就減少咗一個又多個 committee。因為多咗個 committee 咧，嗰個 committee 又有冇一個 committee 都好啦，我哋四位都係義不容辭地係嗰個同外面溝通嘅 task force。咁我希望就唔需要再多一個 committee， 我哋要再同佢去即係溝通往返啊 ，email 啊 ，ICQ 啊咁。呢個意見啊。
OK， 你
，Jim， I think this is an excellent thought-provoking paper, and I mean I think all of us would support the general direction. I have to say it's not all negative, and in a way this paper conveys the impression anyway that we've got a long way to go. I think we've done an awful lot over the last 12 months, and we may have had a setback in Wan Chai, but generally speaking I think the HEC has come a long way. Where I'm slightly nervous is I'm not sure we can foot what I describe as force a situation. You know, I think we need to be careful that we don't try and run before we can walk. Personally, I caution against trying to institutionalize too many relationships. I mean, the impression you get from this paper is that we're going to end up with a fairly rigid structure in terms of our various relationships going forward. And that would concern me, that if we do come up with this very rigid relationship with all the various parties. Just picking up some of the detail of the paper, and this is echoing very much what WK was saying, I mean, establishing formal communicational channels with LegCo, I would think it's more a question of establishing a dialogue with LegCo. That's the tone, if you like, and that's the level of communication. We want a regular dialogue with LegCo, so we can pick up the phone or we can call a meeting at short notice if we think there is the need. So I think it's dialogue is probably the right word there. And then on this idea of setting up a communication strategy task force, I think that's over elaborate, if you like. I think it's a question of appointing spokespeople, people who can answer and speak for HEC or speak for the subcommittees on an as and when needed basis and are there when needed. Again, I don't think we need a task force to address that particular issue. I think the one interesting question that really isn't answered by the paper is this issue of funding, because it says that we should have sufficient funding to do all kinds of things. Now, I think this goes back to what is the role of HEC, what is our ambition, our appetite and our aspiration. And I think we've got to address that first before we focus on funding. Because if you read this paragraph 13, if we're going to employ people to do research, if we're going to organise a whole range of activities as suggested here, it's expanding the role of HEC quite considerably. And again, we haven't really as HEC debated that, and perhaps that's where we start. Not today, but you know, we've probably got to at some stage, I think, revisit the role of HEC, and then from that would flow the whole issue of funding. Thank you.
Paul?
Yeah, I support what you just said, Nick. I think the key issue that's really on the table is the division of labour. And I think we came to that earlier in today's meeting as well. If there is a very clear harbour front enhancement task force on the executive side, on the government side, then the role of this committee is on the harbour front as an advisory role. We can be far more effective. Then the area of responsibility, as Nick says, has to be clearly defined. Is the task force on the government side responsible for the consultation, or is HEC, the advisory committee, responsible for the consultation? Is the task force responsible for research, or are we responsible for research? So then we can clearly define who's responsible for what. In general, I think that this committee can be more responsible for issues like public participation, forums, conferences, and working with the public to get their input, so that our legitimacy in providing the advice to the task force improves and increases. And for that, yes, we need funding. For that, we need funding for research and organizing those functions and organizing the forums. And so I think from that perspective, I support the descriptions here under the funding required. I would include there the three specific ones: Living Harbour Review, Overriding Public Needs and Planning Principles. I would say institutional arrangements should be included in that. And in terms of the activity list, we should be very specific: conferences, forums, and so on. Team building with the retreats. I'd love to go for a retreat. We do that in our business all the time when we go for these retreats, and they're very, very effective. But they're only effective when there is a clear presentation of a strategy. So the management of the company, in my company, I'm the one responsible for that, creates a strategy that is put forward at that retreat. And then the retreat is then used to kind of like shoot arrows at the strategy and come back at the end of the retreat with a much better strategy that everybody owns. Now, I think, again, here, a matter of responsibility, we came to that before. If the Harbour Front Enhancement Task Force on the government side would come back with a clear definition of the harbour front areas, clear inventory, clear strategy, and now also clear strategy for temporary users, not only for permanent users, and then we work in the retreat on that plan, then we can come out of the retreat with a much better plan. But we've got to start with a plan. If we go in without a plan, then we continue to have all these discussions, and I think that would not be right. And the plan has to include clear timelines and funding, because otherwise we don't get anywhere on the retreat. So to make the retreat effective, we need a plan. I support what WK and Nick Brook just said about the communication channels with LegCo and so on. I took it upon me to go to LegCo to talk about heliports. I sent a letter to the committee. I went there, I made a presentation, and so that worked quite well. And after that I met with the LegCo members in the coffee and tea after the meeting, and that was very productive. And that worked very well. Now, I was not there as a representative of this meeting, but I took with me the insight from the discussion we had here to discuss it with the LegCo members, and it was very productive in a way. Now, so I guess what has to be done is a communication process. Like, if we got to have one, research, monitor what goes on at LegCo, district councils and town planning board to make sure that if there is a topic coming up related to Harbour Front, that we are the ones going to respond to it. Because right now we don't know what goes on. And that if topics are discussed here, that we take them forward at LegCo or district councils with a paper, a submission from a document from us, or us to tell them what we think. Because what happened at LegCo is that after I had made my presentation, Mr. Fung, he made a presentation of what he said that Harbourfront Enhancement Committee had said. He said, because they don't want reclamation, that's why we do Sheung Wan. He said that like in a verbal presentation, not in the printed one. But that ain't right. That he should not make any presentation. Like we should. So we really have to look into and make it very effective and very quickly now the process for communicating with the other bodies. Otherwise, we just sit here talking to ourselves. On the secretariat, Alfred and Mikem, I mean, I can not only, I applaud this as an issue, I think I've brought up several times before, so I fully support and secretariat which is more better funded and answerable directly to the ATC in whatever way or form. With that, the communications strategy task force, again, I support WK and Nick Brook on this. The four chairmen, I have full trust in the four chairmen that they can be our standing operation force and the communication strategy task force if they so wish to be. And then you'll have my full support in making decisions on operational matters and on representations to as a group to the media. And if there's a need for another spokesperson, if you want to call for that, if you can't handle it, then please call for another spokesperson from the ATC. So that will be my feedback. Starting off with, let's get a clear definition of labour between official and unofficial members. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Any other comment, Mikael?
Chairman, I just want to sort of talk about the context, you know, from which we rewrote this paper, and why you know we talk about establishing formal or informal dialogue communication channels with various parties, because like in LegCo we heard comments from legislative council members saying that HEC is just a committee established by the government so that they can get what they want, as if we are like we are not thinking individuals. So in a way, I think, you know, the image of HEC is not clear to many parties. I still remember in the roundtable to talk about the Wan Chai development, I was, in a way, cursed by one of the district councillors. You know, again, it seems like, you know, he doesn't know what we are doing. And also, town planning board members also complained, some of them were surprised when the WD2 review public engagement kit was out, you know, that they did not really know what happened. So, I mean, that's why we think that there's an urgency for HEC to project its own image to various parties and to the community, you know, who we are and what we are doing. So it doesn't matter whether it's a communication strategy or channel, but I think in a way we need to, you know, to let, community members know what we are doing and what kind of vision do we have and see if they want to share our vision. And I agree that chairman and also subcommittee chairman, you know, you guys are doing great jobs. You know, it doesn't matter, it's just a name, you know. As long as we have a more formal, I'm not sure if that's the right word, but a communication strategy which can enhance the image of HGC, let people know that, you know, we want to safeguard a participatory process which, you know, can truly engage the general public. I mean, that's the reason why, you know, we wrote this letter.
Thanks, Mikael. 然之呢?
主席,好像其他委員一樣,我都很感謝美琴和Elvin就弄一份這樣的paper出來。 實際上亦都我們應該是時候呢,要諗下,我們會點樣更加有效呢向前行。我是想就於三點呢去簡單講講,這三點呢就是首先呢關乎到個資源的事,其實我們個委員會要處理的事件,要知道的項目,其實真的好多好多,不單止多呢,亦都有好迫切性。所以 秘書處那邊的工作呢,我可以想像呢,是非常之繁重。 無論文件以至到email,只是看,我想都需要很多很多時間。那就是要適當的資源呢,是需要面對我們面前的問題。那我,為什麼解決我沒有良方,就是我也都看其他一些的委員會,譬如好像可以叫發展的委員會,有些緊迫的事情的時候,他有些resource person呢,是來幫忙去做。 第二點我想講講就是那個team building的事,一個好的team 是對整個會是非常之重要。我自己去睇到,即係過往嗰幾個月裏面,好多時候會員之間有時一啲嘅誤解或者認識得唔清楚,其實其中一個原因就是我哋面對嘅就好似我正剛才所講,太多,好多。我哋想希望所解決嘅issue呢,我哋好多。 我們又似乎覺得時間上不在我們那邊,以致到我們有這麼多事情的時候,往往不是全部所有的人都在手上,以致到有時候做了出來的時候,可能有少少左手不知右手,或者這邊做了,另外一邊又提不到。所以我就覺得希望在樹,如果我們有一個退休會的時候,我們真的來到去想想我們怎麼設我們的 priority。 我們怎樣將我們的人來作最好的調配呢?到最後我想講講跟立法會有關的委員會的溝通的事呢,我都好像剛才所說,有時我們面對很多困難,我自己另外一個委員會的面對困難的就是,他們開會的時候,跟我們開會的時候,時間又可能夾不得到,邀請我們給意見的時候,我們又未開完會,那會怎麼給意見呢? 其中的方法,我們如果會開了意見的時候,我們就將文件第一時間就交給他。另外,如果我們還未有開了會的時候,或者就算開了會的時候,很鼓勵其他的委員,他有空的時候,就給一些名字,看看是不是可以邀請其他委員去到,那麼直接就要溝通。好多謝主席。多謝建基,還有沒有其他
comment? Yes.
多謝主席。 這份文件我真的非常欣賞,尤其是在 communication efforts 那裡,我們真的很需要,因為有很多事情有些人做了很久,不過其他人可能都不知道,因此這個 communication effort 我就非常支持和很需要,不過有一兩點,我覺得大家要想想。 我支持Nick剛才所說的,如果我們可以跟著這張 paper這樣做,我們就變成expand 了我們現在的role很多。這件事當然是,我不知道是不是我們去決定,這個可能就是政府去決定了。原因就是說,我們現在暫時仍然是advisory的, 我想是advisory, 我們不是executive,即是我們不是真的去做。 我哋只不過係關政府嘅政府去做。咁如果基於呢樣嘅嘢嘅話呢,即係呢個我理解嘅啫,可能或者各位都未必一定覺得係啱,或者政府話我錯都未頂住嘅話,你做大對啦,咁就啱,我可能我純粹係講。咁呢份文件呢,有啲地方嘅啦,the consultant喺one chair嗰度呢,the consultant should be accountable to the HEC. Now, this is a whole interesting statement. Accountable to the HEC, 即是 accountable to 誰呢? HEC 是一個 advisory committee, 即是他們 advise 我們, accountable to 我們, 我們 advise 政府, 即是 accountable to 我們, 但不是我們請的, 不是由我們請的, 因此呢, 就說, 我就會分清楚了, executive 呢, 就是政府的, 即是 accountable to 他們, 因為他們出糧給他們, 他們請的 consultant 的, 我們就是advisory,我們advise政府的而已, 純粹是advise政府, 你要找個consultant做, 政府可以不找consultant做, 他自己做就可以, 我只不過我們advise一些東西出來, 我們Harbour & Hands Committee 認為這樣是對的, 這樣去做就好的, 給他們意見, 他們認為認同的就是不認同的, 他們又會跟我們說, 我們又可以磨合另外一種環境出來。 在這樣的情形之下, 我是不是真的accountable to HEC? I'm not quite sure, 我真的不是很清楚。 如果真的accountable到我們呢, 那就好了。 HEC是誰呢? Task Force? 有時候是我們大會呢? 有時候是一個我們的subcommittee呢? 好了,是一個人呢? 有時候是那個committee 或者task force? 或者是, 好了,那就變成引申到呢, 走出一個問題出來, 就說, 喂,在我們架構裡面, 我們有分開, 很清楚在行政方面有權力啦, 有財政啦，人力的需求啦，咁其實而家香港政府係每一個政府都做緊嘅，或者每一個公司都做緊呢樣嘢。咁當佢係accountable到你嘅時間，即係話你有權力，即係你有approving authority，你可以批核佢嘅，咁你先係accountable噶嘛。咁嗱，而家批核佢嗰個可能係一個政府部門，但我哋HEC咧就其中嘅task force或者個subcommittee或者係一個個人。 就是accountable到那個人，這件事我覺得是不是很夾和很危險，就是跟我一般所有的行政經驗和實踐方面走上來，就會出了一個亂子，就不是那麼清晰，就是我希望這些東西，這類的環境，我認為應該是我們要清晰一點。 在大致來說,我看法就是,一個committee有兩種的情況, 一是呢,他就是advisory committee, 好像我們現在這樣advisory,advise他, 另外一種就是我們decision making committee, 我們make decision的。 如果當我們做決策的時間呢, 對了,我們就是accountable, 各個政府部門很相信他們有一個決策的committee 或者meeting, 他們決定做些什麼, 這個就是decision making committee。 那個不是advisory committee, 即是他決定的,做了他要負責的, 那個就是decision making committee, 但我們advisory, 我們advise他, 我們不用負責任的意思, 我們不用向那件事負責, 我只不過可能我們這個共建委員會就是向公眾負責, 負責的意思, 我們應該帶公眾的意見進來這裡, 政府可以認為我們說的事, 他說非常之好, 不過我現在不得閒做, 那我們都沒有權逼他做的, 或者政府說我們這樣說法是對的,不過那裡不如這樣,轉一轉它,那我們都沒有權說, 但decision making committee 不同,我們決定了這樣做政府就, 理論上政府是要做的了, 他不會不做的了, 例如好像,我不知道對不對, 以前的Urban Council, 他們開了meeting,決定了怎樣做, 那Urban Council下面的政府部門, 可能是Urban Services Department 當年的, 他們照做的,他們不會不改得他的, 理論上是不改得他的, 他有一個decision making power, 在法例賦予他, under the order 賦予他有一個這樣的 power, 如果我們HEC是做這件事的話, 我們是要有, 我覺得我們需要有這種權力賦予我們去做這件事, 我們就做得瀟灑了, 我們就可以決策了, 我們就可以做了, 我們真的要負責了, 不是只給, 一些事情那麼簡單, 是整個香港, 每一個人, 包括政府的部門, 包括每一個市民, 包括每一個人, 即是我們要跟他負責, 等於現在政府部門要跟我們, 跟香港市民負責, 一樣, 這樣的環境, 這樣就有決策權, 那我就想說, 是講了這件事出來, 我覺得現在始終都是advisory role, 那將來怎麼行法, 那當然就, 大家討論啦, 或者是政府的取向啦, 咁呢個係非常之重要嘅，最政府認為我哋 GC 係應該要咁去嘅，咁行嘅。喂，我哋拍手掌，我哋可以做啦。如果各位中意做的話，但如果政府話唔係 ，advisor 就 advisor no more， 咁佢唔係 advisor 啊。咁當佢咁樣嘅時間，我哋就唔可以，即係好似阿頭先阿 Nick 或者係阿 Kelvin 咁講，我哋就可以，我哋喂大佬嗰度多好多嘢喎，嗰啲唔掂喎，我哋唔得嘅，做唔到嘅，或者唔應該做嘅喎。咁嘅時間咁又點咧？咁我係講咗我嘅心聲出嚟，咁希望大家你諗一諗，如果真係要做行政嘅，我哋真係要做 executive 的話咧，我哋要諗一套好完整嘅指引，好似各政府部門佢哋有啲好強嘅界限喺財政方面啊、行動方面啊、每一個動作方面啊，好清楚指引裏面有佢哋有啲咩 regulation 唔知幾厚咁嘅字典咁嗰時一櫃咁大嘅，你慢慢去查。咁但呢樣嘢我好相信我哋係做唔到嘅，暫時。或者將來我哋有個石嘅出嚟，好大大到不得了嘅，咁可能會做得到都未定嚇。不過起碼都開始嘅時候未做得到。咁多謝各位，
唔好意思叫Thomas 啊，Thomas 叫先。
Thank you, Chairman. I think this paper has raised a number of very valid and serious issues. The first and foremost is, of course, you know, the image of our, you know, this committee, Harbour Fund Enhancement Committee. Let's take a step back and look at, you know, how we come about to have this committee. I think all of us come here with a clear understanding that we work together as a team, as partners. We come all, you know, out of our own volition. No one forced us, you know, to be here. Of course, you know, the government side, of course, it is part of our duty. But having said that, it's out of true conviction that, you know, we got a duty to protect the harbour and to enhance the harbour fund for the benefit of the community. That's why we are all sitting here together. Now, definitely over the past, you know, 10 months or so, or nine and a half months, we have collectively achieved a lot. But how our work is perceived by the public is another matter. We have seen problems, but we have to be careful about our reaction. I'm saying that, you know, perhaps we should carefully consider why we have, you know, come across such problems, instead of, you know, rather taking on a sort of knee-jerk reaction. I think we have to be cautious. The most important thing that I think we should collectively do now is to prove ourselves together, instead of, you know, just fighting for particular wishes and so on. We have to see collectively how we can, you know, project the positive image of the committee to the general public. So, as I see, so far the problem is that we don't have anything concrete to deliver. Now, we have a number of projects that are brewing, and it's not just ready. The problem is that they are not ready. But we will soon be able, you know, to put something concrete to the public. For example, the Kitech review. We'll be soon able to, you know, protect something concrete. Likewise, even for the WD2, we will soon be able to produce the public engagement kit. And that is concrete proof of our work. Of course, on the physical side, we would also have the temporary promenade, waterfront promenade at the West Kowloon site. These are something that, you know, we should try to make them come into reality as soon as possible. And this will definitely stop people from accusing us of, you know, just talk shop. I have also heard the similar accusations that HEC is just a talk shop. Now, having said that, of course, we have to understand the Harbour Fund Enhancement Committee, this committee, is advisory in nature. This is, again, a fact. The government, because of our clear policy intention to protect the harbour and to, bring the harbour to the public, we need the advice of the community. But in the process, we are working together with the community. So, we will be able to take into account the views that are represented, that all of you and all of us are representing various sectors from the community. These views are treated with seriousness that no one, I would say that, you know, no other government department else would be doing, you know, the same thing. We are taking on very seriously consideration of the views, you know, we have received. And we are actually trying out a lot of things that have not been tried out elsewhere. This whole process of public engagement is certainly a very bitter example. Okay, so let's not discredit ourselves. Let's not undermine our own confidence. Let's move on as we've been doing along. But of course, there are areas which we can improve on. For example, in how to strengthen the communication with the other institutions like the Town Planning Board, the LegCo, and so on. On this point, I have to clarify one thing. Paul mentioned about his attendance at the LegCo panel on the heliport. I was also there. And I really appreciated that Paul went, not in his capacity, not wearing his hat as a member of the HEC, but he went as, you know, the convener of designing the Hong Kong Harbour District, right? And although Paul has mentioned that, you know, at the meeting he reflected the views of the HEC, but strictly speaking, he should make no reference to HEC because he went there not because of his HEC capacity, right? So let's draw this line clearly. However, as and when, you know, HEC has formulated a view, we would definitely be in a position to pass on our views to the various, you know, concerned parties, like the Town Planning Board, like the, you know, the LegCo, and of course the District Council. Actually, we engage the District Councils in our work. I want to go on to the point about this whole idea of having taking on more executive role, I mean, which Bernard had clearly explained, you know, the implications. On the point about engaging consultants, early on we have discussed here, we know clearly that HEC, because of the nature of this committee, cannot commission consultants directly. Because of public funds, you know, the government rules being so, there has to be a government department to be the employer of the consultant. And at the end of the day, any money wrongly spent, the department will have to be accountable, challenged by the audit department, challenged by the LegCo. So the organizational arrangement is such that the consultant is engaged by the government department. But don't forget, the department is working together with the other members of the HEC. It's a collective effort. So throughout the process, the HEC is involved. Whatever work done by the consultant is not done just for the government department, because the government is engaged in working together with the HEC. It's just a presentational matter. I hope that, you know, members can be mindful of this particular requirement, this financial arrangement of the government, and we cannot, you know, we have to be careful not to go overboard. Then there is this question of resources. I hope members around the table will appreciate that we are stretching ourselves very much. I mean, I'm talking about we in the government, on the government side. We have managed to secure some financial resources for the work of this committee. No amount can be enough in all cases. No amount can be enough. The more the merrier. But let's see what exactly is required. And I think that is a point made up by Nick earlier on. We have to look at ourselves, you know, what exactly do we want to achieve? Let's have a, you know, soul-searching exercise. And I think we'll have to do that anyway, because, you know, hopefully we can, you know, organize this retreat pretty soon, and that is really an occasion for us to clear our minds. But at the end of the day, I hope that this First of all, I think we want to build ourselves, to build up our own credibility of this committee. Instead of trying to achieve too many things at one time, and in the process, fail ourselves, and fail ourselves in the eyes of the public. I think that is danger. There is an undertone in the paper that the HEC is an ideal ground, an ideal testing ground to try out a new mode of governance. This, you know, governing beyond, or governance beyond the government. Now, that is a very good intention, and there is a very good suggestion. But the problem is, and the question is HEC the proper venue to try this out? If there is this wish to try out this new mode of governance, should we try it out through the proper context instead of, you know, focusing the harbour fund, our harbour fund enhancement work, with, you know, with this theme, you know, at the back of the proponent's mind? Now, that is something that we need again to discuss more thoroughly, because come on, if our original intention is really to bring the harbour to the people, to encourage, you know, for the people to enjoy the harbour, and actually we some of us want to, you know, make use of this process and introduce this element of political change or governance change, then I think it will complicate the matter. It may not be entirely conducive to our original objective of really bringing the harbour to the people. Of course, we can try this on, I mean, we can try new techniques to achieve our objective, but not the other way around. What I'm saying is that we should not be using this committee to try a new political formula. I think that is something that we have to be bear in mind as well. So, I think I've said enough. Thank you, Chairman.
Thanks, Thomas. Mikhail?
Thank you, Chairman. I think Mr. Cho reads too much politics into this simple paper, which has a background, as I've explained, because of WD2, the public engagement kit, when it came out, it has CEDD's logo and also HEC's logo there. But then members did not really have a chance to even read the draft, and that's why, you know, I hope, you know, we understand that background. And also, I think this government beyond governance, at least in the academic field, is an old term, and it's been practiced in many other world-class cities for a long time. You know, it's nothing new. It seems to be a political change here. We talk about new politics or whatever, but it's just, you know, we can take it easily. You know, we don't need to be so nervous about this. You know, it might sound academic, but it's really nothing new. And actually, in many other world-class cities, the way that they organize activities like this would be like they would have a multi-stakeholder group working together with, cross departmental committees. And under the multi-stakeholder group, they will have different working forces, working groups. And then, you know, they will have different proposals. They go back, they feedback to the stakeholder group, and then they ask the interdepartmental committee to carry, you know, those workouts. So it's actually driven by the community rather than a committee or not the government. But I understand that in Hong Kong it's an executive-led government, and anything that we're talking about, anything beyond the government would sort of, you know, make the government nervous. But we're not introducing any new political culture here, but, you know, we just point out the fact that if we want genuine partnership, then, you know, this executive-led government needs to open its door a bit. As, you know, we can witness in the WD2 review that CEDD has been working very closely with unofficial members. You know, we're building a team there, and I can see that in Kai Tak redevelopment as well. And, well, if we don't want that term, you know, forget about those academic terms. But then we are practicing it. It's true that we're practicing a kind of partnership here. And the result is that, you know, we can work things better. maybe better than just, you know, work done by the government alone. So I think the government should welcome this instead of feeling being threatened in the process. I mean that's all I want to say. If HEC's logo is not in any of those documents, I won't say a word. We won't say a word. But if HEC's logo, you know, is going to appear in those documents, then we have to be responsible, especially for those projects which are initiated by HEC, then I guess we should have the right, you know, to directly liaise with the consultants. And I'm not sure if they should just be responsible or accountable to HEC, but then, you know, they you know, we should have a closer working relationship. But of course, in the longer run, I have to confess that I spent quite a bit of my time into HEC as well, and I think the university may not be too happy, you know, if that affects my publication record. So in a way, I can't really spend too much time into HEC. So we can't really take up the sort of, you know, day-to-day sort of managing role, but then we definitely need closer working relationship. And if that's the direction we're working, then we have to be more creative and imaginative and not just using the bureaucratic way of you know, doing things. I mean, that's not going to help Hong Kong to become Asia's world-class city.
Mikem is more than a lecturer. She's a senior lecturer, see? I think John put up his hand first.
多謝主席。對於呢份文件呢，我是表示非常欣賞，特別是那個精神方面，但給我的感覺呢，就事實上真的相當學術性，相當的理想，但如果付諸實行的時候呢，那的而且確呢是可能會將事情呢是複雜了，或者說複雜化。那同時間呢，剛才也都提過啦，咁無形之中呢將我哋呢個架構呢膨脹咗嘅。呢個係我擔心嘅。我想問一個好簡單嘅問題。究竟我哋呢個委員會出咗咩問題呢？係咪矛盾嘅問題呢？抑或係溝通嘅問題呢？但呢，我自己作為一個旁觀者當係，因為我睇到呢唔係矛盾，只不過係一個溝通上嘅問題啫。咁所以呢，我又唔覺得話因為我哋要為咗解決矛盾，所以呢我哋需要摸杯底。咁另外呢，就至於話頭先提到呢關於嗰、那個即係 HEC 呢同區議會個溝通呢，我自己身為一個區議員呢，我越參加得多呢個會或者係一啲 subcommittee 呢，我就自己感覺呢，就是越來越跟那個區議會那個溝通呢是越來越遠的，這個是我的感覺。那原因呢就這樣啟發，因為我參加這個參加 HEC 呢，我不是代表區議會，我回區議會的時候呢，我亦都不會說因為我是 HEC 的 member， 所以我代表 HEC 去發表我的意見，咁呢個係有矛盾存在嘅。咁所以呢，我想建議呢，就話為咗方便或者話打破呢一個溝通呢，是否可以類似仿效立法會一啲嘅做法，我哋可唔可以邀請有關嘅區議會，例如話好似你頭先講到西九龍咁，即係我係拆開少少講啦，你話西九優化嗰個海岸種啲咩樹，我哋可以喺呢度傾。但係如果你話我身為一個區議員嘅睇法，我覺得係要尊重當地區議員佢哋一啲嘅意見。咁油尖旺區固然呢係一個有關嘅區議會啦，係咪？咁另外呢，九龍城啦，去 Starry 啦，佢嗰個區議會啦，或者又去到觀塘區呀咁樣。咁甚至呢，上一次我記得喺2月5號呢，那個圓桌會議呢， 當中咧係有一啲東區嘅區議員嘅，咁佢哋亦都有發言，咁佢哋話咧，好似 HEC 咧就疏忽咗東區嘅區議會啦咁樣，即係佢哋都好明顯地咧係講出佢哋嘅心聲啊。咁當然灣仔啊、中西區都係有關係，咁可唔可以我哋喺嗰個開有關嘅議程嘅時候咧，係邀請區議會嘅代表，譬如話區議會嘅主席嚟列席咧，就算唔列席呢一個嘅 HEC 大會咧，咁我哋可唔可以喺嗰三個嘅 subcommittee 咧，係邀請佢哋參與咧？咁而又可以令到佢哋咧，即係俾佢哋一個機會咧，係直接俾到意見。咁呢個咧係咪一個增進嗰個同區議會溝通嘅一個方法之一呢？我就唔係話覺得好返轉頭講啦，我自己唔係覺得好需要呢，即係我哋委員之間要食飯啊、飲嘢啊，大家去好似增進個感情啊咁。咁呢個係從情方面去睇嘅啫。咁當然你話會後大家嗰個關係建立呢，無妨嘅，但你如果話為咗一個公事，即係為咗呢個會議嘅嗰啲即係嗰個問題嘅解決啦，而呢係要咁樣做呢，我覺得唔係有咁嘅需要㗎、我相信在座呢都參加過好多嘅委員會，不同類別嘅，咁佢哋嘅委員會一樣有佢哋嘅問題，唔通又要唔好意思講，即係又唔通又要用一個咁嘅方式啊，用一個即係所謂情面上嘅方式去解決問題咩？係嘛？咁好多謝主席俾機會我講啊。
多謝張Thomas 講回應一下嚇。
多謝主席，就好多謝咧，就阿 John 咧正話所提出個點嘅，我諗我哋會即係繼續跟進啦。實情咧呢份文件嚟講咧，我諗我哋係呢個會咧係傾唔曬嘅，即係一定要係即係我哋要詳細啲思考啲，然後咧就即係有翻另外一個嘅文件出嚟咧，喺譬如話我哋自己喺 retreat 啊，或者係其他嘅場合咧，再我諗再詳細討論嘅嚇。咁或者我趁呢個機會咧，我想係即係澄清一點啫，就正話我講嗰樣嗰啲嘅觀點嚟講咧，尤其是係關於嗰、那個即係嗰、那個安排咧，即係話呢個咁樣嘅形式，呢、這個或者呢個咁嘅理念，呢、這個 governance beyond 呢個 government 啫，呢個咁樣嘅我自己係個人嘅睇法嚟嘅。即係我想澄清呢點，唔好咧就是、大家有誤會，因為我哋呢個共建維港委員會最緊要就係互信，即係我哋自己嚟講都係坐埋一條船，所以互信嗰度好緊要。我唔想有啲任何誤會，所以我講正話講嗰啲嘢咧係我自己個人嘅疑慮，就唔係話即係一個政府個立場嚇。咁變咗嚟講咧，我哋可以繼續喺呢度咧係磨合，我當我自己嘅一個個人嘅感受咁樣大家攞出嚟傾。咁我相信亦都各位嚟講咧，在座嚟講咧，亦都係會用呢個態度咧，即係大家去傾嗰、那個即係自己嘅意見咁樣。咁我就建議咧，就實情咧，我哋係我哋自己政府嗰方面嚟講咧，係就住呢個文件咧，我哋再深入啲即係去思考一下。咁如果有需要咧，我哋會揾翻阿 Elvin 或者同阿美琴咧，就自己即係坐埋再傾一傾。咁如果係咧，就即係到我哋有一個具體嘅分析之後嚟講咧，我哋會交翻一個或者做翻一個文件出嚟。咁你而家大家再深入討論好唔好啊？咁主席唔喺度，
繼續講。
我講完啦。
趁主席唔喺度，我整體作出一啲即係回應啦。其實即係我諗，我同阿 Vcam 都好多謝大家俾一啲好寶貴意見。而事實上咧，就正如我一開始講咧，其實呢啲只不過我哋兩個人個人嘅睇法嚟嘅啫。咁其實大家有唔同嘅睇法咧，呢個係好正常嘅嘛，係我哋十分之歡迎嘅。而事實上咧，頭先大家提嘅意見咧，係的確可以好好地完善咗我哋嗰個諗法，同埋咧有好多地方提出咗好多係可以行之有效嘅方法。尤其是咧，我會即係贊成有好多委員提出就係話加強同區議會嗰、那個溝通咯，呢個係好重要嘅呢一方面。第二咧，其實我個人都好贊成咧，就即係未必需要好架床疊屋，用一個好即係bureaucratic 嘅方法去正規化咗有好多即係溝通嘅方法。 咁當然譬如頭先講即係食飯嗰啲，其實我覺得係即係個人嘅意願嚟嘅啫，就即係我唔覺得係需要去 formalize 嘅。如果唔係咧，就食得都唔安樂嘅呢樣嘢。係咁第三嘅時候我就好贊成咧，頭先有啲委員提議，即係嗰、那個communication strategy。task force 嗰一樣嘢，其實我諗我哋嗰個原意個精神咧，都話希望有一班人或者有幾個人去負責咧構思出一個比較有系統、全面同埋長遠嘅策略。其實我哋最想希望有呢一樣嘢。咁如果係頭先譬如主席同埋即係三位小組嘅主席，佢哋肯願意去擔當呢個工作咧，其實我諗我哋就十分之樂意同埋十分之信任。四位嗰、那個即係能力可以幫我哋咧，去建構到一個好好嘅傳訊嘅策略咁樣。咁我亦都即係會贊成咧，嗰、那個快速應變部隊咧，其實我哋應該都係好相信或者好信任到，即係四位嘅主席咧，其實都係可以好有效地去代表到 HEC 嗰個意見，作為 HEC 嘅發言人嘅。咁呢啲其實我諗我同阿 Vicam 都會即係同意呢啲咁嘅睇法。咁當然我都同意阿 Thomas 所講，其實我哋呢一份 paper 只不過係一個拋磚引玉嘅角色，咁我哋其實都可以咧，就一路喺 reach 或者喺一路日後嘅時間咧，去一路再共同有啲共識去得到出嚟嘅。唔該。
Okay. Yes, Paul. While you were out, Thomas Toth suggested that he will prepare a written response, which I think will be very helpful. I would just want to indicate one. Issue that maybe help you in defining the response. If you could look at minimizing the use of our time and maximizing the effectiveness of the outcome in the definition of how this will go forward, so that if it minimizes the amount of time that we, as the unofficial members have to spend on helping to get a maximum result, that will maybe be one way of setting out some parameters for thinking about how to improve the efficiency, whether we need funding, reorganize ourselves, or how else we can work to get a better harbor front. Thank you.
Chairman, just a quick response. I take on the points very seriously. And actually, my own observation, personal observation, is that simply we are all too enthusiastic. We want to get too many things done within too short a time. And that's why we keep arguing, instead of just focusing on one, two, three, four issues. We should have a priority. Yeah.
Sure, but you scared the living daylight out of me by announcing Route 4 and coming in with heliport Sheng Wan suggestions and other areas, land sales that are disappearing plots of land, turning into hotels where there are originally plans for harbourfront enhancement. So that is what spurs, I think, more and more time to be spent on it. But I have a letter from Michael Soon, as I said before, and he clearly says ours that one of our prime objectives in establishing the harbourfront enhancement committee is a review of the land uses and zoning as set out in the current zoning plans. And I look upon the HEC to advise me on the planning of land uses and development along the existing and new harbour fronts. So I guess what we need is a how are we going to do that plan from the side of the officials in response to this document.
OK, 现在就差不多6:09了，我都希望7:30之前大家可以回来吃饭。就关于这个 paper 呢，我想有三点我们希望 wrap up。第一件事就绝大多数的 member 呢都非常之 appreciate 啊 ,Mikam 同埋啊 Alvin 呢 put together 这个 paper, 里面有好多好好的 idea。咁當然唔係每一點都馬上可以做嘅啦。我哋都知道 Thomas 咧會翻去 Tajessa 同埋有個回應。咁其中呢度有兩點咧，我剛聽到咧好多我哋嘅 member 都初步係有共識嘅。第一就係對於個退休會，咁大家係覺得係可以做嘅，即係回顧一年嘅工作，咁檢討下我哋過去所做的工作的成效，希望來年可以做得好一點。第二點呢，就剛剛我就聽到呢，就如果我們需要面對傳媒的時候呢，我們有個 communication group 就正如啊 WK 提議嘅咧，就係由四個 chairman 咧and co-op members as required 咁嚟 deal with 呢啲突發嘅事件。咁咧就亦都理解到咧deal with 唔同嘅 stakeholder 咧，可能係需要唔同嘅 expertise 嘅，譬如 local office 又唔同 media 啦嚇，或者係區議會啦咁。呢幾個principle 呢，我哋初步就当係有共識咁，好嗎？咁我再一次多謝 Mikam， 多謝 Elvin， OK？